Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fifi Lee Wants AI to Care More About Humans by Tom Simonite. Fifi Lee heard the crackle of a cat's brain cells a couple of decades ago and has never forgotten it. Researchers had inserted electrodes into the animal's brain and connected them to a loudspeaker, filling a lab at Princeton with the eerie sound of firing neurons. They played the symphony of a mammalian visual system, she told an audience Monday at Stanford, where she is now a professor. The music of the brain helped convince Lee to dedicate herself to studying intelligence, a path that led the physics undergraduate to specializing in artificial intelligence and helping catalyze the recent flourishing of AI technology and use cases like self-driving cars. These days, though, Lee is concerned that the technology she helped bring to prominence may not always make the world better. Her Stanford speech marked the opening of the Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, or HAI, which will work on topics such as how to ensure algorithms make fair decisions in government or finance, and what new regulations may be required on AI applications. Luminaries from Silicon Valley and beyond, including Henry Kissinger and ex-Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, came to hear a day of discussions featuring a roster of academic and industry figures that included Bill Gates on how AI will shape society. Later, Lee, a founder and co-director of HAI, told Wired why AI research needs steering onto a new path. Wired. Stanford has one of the world's longest-running AI labs. And around the world, there is more AI R&D than ever before. Why create a new research institute? Fifi Lee. AI started as a computer science discipline, but now we are in a new chapter. This technology has the potential to do so many good things, but there are also risks and pitfalls. We have to act and make sure it is human benevolent. At HAI, we are making AI an interdisciplinary field of study and education by working with many different thinkers and practitioners. Social scientists, political scientists, economists, doctors, and neuroscientists. My aspiration is to come up with thoughtful frontier research as well as potential policy recommendations. If people working on AI technology have to start engaging with such broader questions, will technical progress slow down? I never thought this has anything to do with slowing down. We are asking people to be more imaginative, collaborative, thoughtful, and human-centered. I don't know if these adjectives imply slowing down. We want to broaden the horizon and deliver the positive potential in a more concrete way. You have said there should be more work on using AI to help workers, not replace them. What does that look like? At HAI's launch symposium, one of your collaborators, Serena Young, mentioned the project placing depth cameras, which track motion in 3D in hospital rooms. A patient's mobility in the ICU will have a direct impact on how well he or she recovers. Hospitals have protocols to, say, every 1 or 2 hours you have to monitor this. But nurses are overworked. A depth camera can watch patient mobility 24/7. AI can enhance and augment the work of clinicians. I personally have been spending lots of time in ICU with my mom in the past half year. I cannot imagine replacing nurses and doctors, but I can imagine their work being helped in so many different ways so that they can focus on care. Stanford is located in the heart of Silicon Valley, and HAI already has relationships with tech companies including Microsoft and Google. Can you become too close to the tech industry? Stanford is Stanford not because we're close to Google, but because of the tremendous amount of independent, world-changing research and education we've done for the past 130 years. No matter how much Silicon Valley companies love us, we wouldn't have this reputation if we didn't earn it ourselves. I'm very proud of the amazingly thought-provoking and sometimes controversial work we can do here. I think it's really important that we engage with different industries so that our researchers understand the challenges and our research becomes useful tools. It's easy to think industry means tech industry, but in our book, industry means manufacturing, agriculture, retail, healthcare, education, government. You were chief scientist for AI and machine learning at Google's cloud division until late last year. Then you briefly were listed as an advisor to the company, but recently cut ties. Did that industry experience influence your thinking about how AI could shape society? Leaked emails showed you discussing a Pentagon contract that led to employee protests and Google announcing guidelines for acceptable uses of AI. The 20-month sabbatical at Google was extremely illuminating. I was inspired by listening to the pain points and challenges and opportunities that different industries have. It reinforced that there is a big role for AI to play in terms of helping the world in many important issues, but we have to guide it in the most thoughtful and human-centric way. And as an AI scientist, I was proud to contribute to the responsible AI guidelines. If HAI is successful, how will the world be different 10 years from now? Above all, I want to see HAI producing a very diverse workforce of AI practitioners, developers, and leaders. And I hope that we can deploy technologies that help humans live better and healthier and work more safely and productively. I also have really high hopes that AI literacy is more prevalent, starting with journalists, but also with policymakers, teachers, civic society. This is not a professor wanting everybody to know how to code. It's about more people participating in the guidance of AI.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.